Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's a radio
station and show on the radio.
No, just radios.
So on this show, we talk about video games. We talk about video game news, new releases, old releases, and what we've been playing lately.
And just about video games.
We really like video games. We play a lot of video games.
Like, sure. Yeah, yeah,
and
sure.
And guess what?
What?
In 2 weeks, as of June 11th, it's E3 season again, guys.
Yes.
There's so much to look forward to.
Yeah.
One major thing is I'm really excited for Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah. Once again, I have my qualms with the fact that they tried to get spec work from people over that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really uncool. So I'm not really excited for that game.
Company-wise, no. Game, yes, but okay. Yeah. I'm going to check it out. So that's happening, and I'm hoping we're going to see some really cool new releases coming out, some cool new previews. And as of us recording now, tomorrow is a big announcements from
Pokemon.
Yeah, some more Sword and Shield stuff, guys.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. So we're going to get Beyond the Starters.
It's interesting. I wonder if, well, obviously Pokemon does well and does well all the time. And they've been planning this since probably, I don't know, forever. So, but I'm just wondering, because here's the thing. Animal Crossing 2019 was taken off the coming releases for the Switch. Like, it's not on the store anymore. So I'm wondering if they're giving us really good Pokemon stuff to hide that.
Although I do hear that there is supposed to be some Animal Crossing news coming out.
Oh, at E3?
At E3.
Okay. So I wonder if they're going to tell us it's going to be pushed back another year.
You know,
I feel that in my bones.
If they're making something good, that's fine.
Sure. I just know that people will be very disappointed. If they're shown stuff, people will be less disappointed. I'll let you know. Like, if people are shown actual gameplay, like, I think that's probably what will be needed.
Well, Animal Crossing's fairly straightforward, I think, and that's what Nintendo does, is formulaic games.
They do. But they will always have to do it in a way that innovates, right? It can't just be the same. And I wonder how they'll do it. Because if I'm going to play an Animal Crossing, I might as well just restart my new Leaf game, you know, and that would just... So it will have to do something to incentivize. Obviously, people want this game regardless, but I wonder what they're going to do new. Obviously, it'll be stuff, but I don't know what that is.
More house decorating. More unique costumes. Maybe some more animal varieties would be neat.
That would be cool. Obviously, there will be new villagers. But yeah, this is all wild speculation of like things that probably will happen. But when is another question.
So, stuff to look forward to in a couple of weeks, y'all.
Yeah.
So, you actually picked out an interesting game not that long ago for
yes.
the PlayStation 2 that you've been playing your way through and you were very excited about.
Yes.
Please tell the world about what you found.
Well, I feel like I talked about... So this game is called Tale Concerto. And the reason I know about this game is I saw it in an ad in a video game magazine, because as a child, my parents did not want me to have video games. So I would get video game magazines from the library. That's my primary source. So I know that's really sad, but I didn't have access to video games on a like regular basis until I was like maybe 10 or 12 and we bought our first PlayStation. We did have a Nintendo, but I was very bad at it and it scared me. Once again, that Mario anxiety. But yeah, this game I've never played and I only saw that ad up until like very recently. I had actually seen gameplay or actual like visuals from it, and it's quite a little charming game, and I'm pretty happy I picked it up because it's like fairly rare. The copy I got is extremely nice, and it's neat, and it's sort of like when I showed you this game, I was like, it's pretty obvious why I like it or why I was interested in it. because so it features anthropomorphic anime dog and cat people.
But the cover art is very weird because you can tell that a Western person made it.
Yeah, they Americanized the cover art for, I would assume, the North American version. Probably the PAL version, too. But it is very anime. It has an anime opening. Like, there's no song. I believe there's a song when I beat it, maybe. But it's very anime. There's anime cutscenes, you know, like, fully dubbed over, voice acted, and 2D animated. They're quite nice. Like, it's not bad. It is just very reminiscent of that time because the dub is very terrible.
You couldn't get good dubbing on a game back in the PlayStation 2 era, or very rarely did you find something that was...
Well, it's very selective of what was good, and this game, to me, despite like it being extremely rare, doesn't seem like it was given a lot of money. And I think it's really comparative game to something. It reminds me a lot of Misadventures of Tron Bonne, which is, I feel it was sort of around that time in the PlayStation 2 era. It's an older PlayStation game. They're both PlayStation games. And they are from a earlier or a later era, excuse me. And so probably a little rarer, probably less were made. But it's sort of similar in the way that the main character, his name is Waffle Ryebread. And he's unfortunately, I know, it's not great. Waffle as a name for a dog is great. I just feel that the last name, it just is a little too much. It's fine. It's weird because the other character, there's a lady cat, of course.
Of course.
Her name is Alicia. Alicia. So that's pretty generic. And everybody else has sort of like a little bit out their names, except his grandpa's name is Russell. Like, that's a little mundane compared to Waffle. Anyway.
That's such a people name. Actually, Alicia's such a people name, too.
That's why it's weird. Because her sisters are named Flare and Stare. So that follows this Waffle line of naming along with Cyan. Well, not line, but, you know, like, they're a little wacky. They're wacky.
And then there's the little dog guy. Like, what was his name?
Oh, Pacho? Poncho? Something like Pacho? I don't know.
There's no naming convention to this.
No, and I wish there was a little bit, because if it was, maybe they were all named after, like, cutesy breakfast foods. That works. I can handle that. They're all named after weird dog things, because there's a princess. Her name is Princess Terria?
Like a terrier.
Yeah. So it's fine. Like, I don't hate the naming convention. I just think it's a little lackluster. I do think the reason, I don't know if I made a reason why I think this game is a little, it was maybe a cheaper or a less expensive budget than something like Misadventures of Tron Bonne, which probably also had, like, you know, it has the Mega Man / Mega Man Legends name behind it. So it was, you know, probably had a little more money in terms of that. But this one, even in terms of, like, I was pointing it out to you how the models of the characters or the animation, they don't breathe as in their regular animation or their models sort of move up and down sort of as you would regularly, but they squash and squish the thing rather than make it. It looks a little weird, and in my opinion, I think it's a cheaper technique, I would think, to add less frames to something. I don't know 100%, but it just looks not as good. So that is my reasoning. But also, it could have been that the animation parts were really expensive, because 2D animation is expensive.
Like, it is, yes.
Like, for instance, if you don't think 2D animation is expensive, an episode of Futurama, one episode, is $1 million to make. So think about, there's like 6 seasons at least of, say, 13 or more episodes. So that's a lot of money. Even, like, you know, 2 minutes of animation is still a lot of money.
Ridiculously expensive, yeah.
So that could be. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily a bad thing to use the like cheaper techniques. It's just I can notice it compared to the game that I feel it's most like and the era that they both came out in. Because it does sort of feel, even Waffle, so you actually don't play, you play as Waffle, but in his police robot.
It's because, a mech.
Yeah, he's a little mech, and this is why it kind of very much reminds me of Misadventures of Trombone, because one of the first levels in that game is you trying to steal stuff. Most of that game is what that is, but steal stuff, and you sort of have to beat a cop, like, battle a cop lady. So, and it's sort of in this little town setting, and sort of it's very similar because you have the mech, you have the shooting thing. I will say where Tail Concerto fails is it has absolutely no lock-on mechanism. And one of your main things in this game is you shoot. You have a little shooty thing on your mech. You shoot and grab and jump. Those are the things that your mech does. I don't know why they gave him a mech. I think that's just sort of like the person's thing, like the guy who does this.
Well, it's probably something where they can't really outfit their cutesy dog cop with a firearm.
I guess so, but I think you. But here's the thing: he doesn't even shoot bullets. He shoots like water gun pellets, sort
because
of thing.
Because cats don't like water, you guys.
Oh, I just got that. That's, yeah, and the main thing in this game, like the thing that you do most is you will shoot things with your thing, and there's a bunch of little kittens running around because, oh yeah, there's this weird racism between the dog people and the cat people that just sort of shot out of nowhere. It wasn't really explained, but it obviously is something that is sort of in this society, but it was just sort of brought up because Waffle doesn't seem like a really mean guy, and he doesn't necessarily seem extremely like rude to cats or anything.
He's just maybe ignorant of the social situation he's locked in.
Yeah, exactly. And the job he's chosen. But regardless of that, he's not necessarily mean to the cats, and they also, like, obviously him and Alicia have history. They were friends when they were 8. Waffle very specifically remembers the age that they were. I was like, I don't know, when we were kids? No, 8.
That's 40 in dog years.
Yeah. So most of the time, you're capturing cats from the black cat game. None of these cats are actually black. I will point that out. And they're the bad guys. And the basic gist of this game is, which I assumed from very early on, was that we're looking for these magical crystals in this world, and we're going to put back a bad beast, which has been dubbed over as the Iron Giant, which I think it's actually a very literal translation of the original. It's like it's Tetsu something, like something giant, like, yeah. So that's basically what the game is. I will say it's maybe not my favorite game I've ever played because I think the controls are absolutely terrible in a lot of respects. And it's unfortunate because Waffle's little robo mech is like really slippery. At one point, there's actually an ice level, so this makes it not nice. There is no real way to turn the camera that I've figured out. And, you know, yeah, the lack of lock-on is, like, one of the biggest detriments in this game because there are boss fights where a lock-on would be fantastic.
Now, this also has a follow-up on the DS.
Yes, so I want to say it's, like, probably a spiritual successor. Like, it's not same characters. It's not
same universe?
I think it might be the same universe, but maybe like 1,000 years in the future, or maybe 1,000 years in the past. It's one of the two, because it does feature the same sort of dog people, cat people. I would assume there's some sort of prejudice. There's mechs. I think it's called like Solato Robo. I feel that's what it's called. It's a pretty like rarer game for the DS. I've never played it. I kind of would be interested because I think it would be like a way more polished version of this. I know there are the same kind of anime cutscenes. It just looks a lot nicer. They probably added a lock-on, which, wow.
Would be great.
Yeah, and it, you know, like, I have seen screen caps of it. It doesn't look bad. It's just, yeah, I think it's a little harder to get, but it looks like an interesting game. Yeah.
You are right, Salada Robo, Red the Hunter.
Yeah, so, and in that Red is the main character, and he is a dog man again. At least he is a little bit of a little less name that isn't great. Red is at least, Red is a decent character name. Like, Waffle is okay. Waffle Rye Bread isn't amazing. Like, for example, like Guybrush Threepwood, right? That's just going all the way. Waffle only.
That
waffle
crosses some sort of threshold into appropriate, but, you know,
well,
ridiculous.
Guybrush Threepwood is like hilarious but memorable. Waffle Rye Bread is kind of like, it's kind of cute, but like, I get it. You know?
Just makes me want to put like rye bread in a waffle maker is what I want to do.
I don't,
just to see what happens.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It's like a bad French toast.
Well, I'm just like, they don't necessarily go together, and that's me. And then the other names don't go together either. Like, nothing goes together except Flare and Stare. Flare and Stare? Flare and Glare. Oh, no, it's Stare. Oh, dang. There isn't a third one.
Time
There's
to
only
play
two.
More.
Well, and I'm gonna, I'm almost at the end. So I'm going to try and beat it. There's probably a couple bosses before it. But
does that mean you're at the Flare Stair countdown?
I am, actually. I'm trying to beat them right now, and it's not going well, Megan. Yeah, it's a little difficult. There aren't any, like, ways to heal yourself. And if you die, you can't come back other than get the game over, which I feel the game over might just be more beneficial because I don't use up my my life things again, and at this point I can just like restart the game and go through the door, and then I'm at the boss again, like where it would put me, because it just sometimes it restarts like and lets you not restart with the boss at full health, and sometimes it doesn't. So
that was
Tale Concerto. It's pretty good. PlayStation 2 or PlayStation, regular old PlayStation. It's not bad. It's a cool game.
It's very cute. I will say it is very cute.
It's very cute. Like, it's charming. I like the graphics for the most part. It's just that I played better games from around this era. I sort of picked up on the story real fast, and I was like, I know where this is going. I hope maybe it throws me a loop, but...
Well, in 1998, you kind of had to play with the tropes you had.
True, but I just, like, sometimes you didn't. So, and it's, but, like, this is fine. Like, maybe for... I will say these people did go on to make the Dot Hack series.
There you go.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, because Dot Hack is really...
That makes a lot more sense to me now.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I won't put out the math for you, but now I'm connecting.
You're like,
some...
Oh!
This is why this is so anime, formulaic anime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I've been playing games too. I went and got Octodad, haven't started yet, so that's going to be the project of the week. However, I did play Bloodstained... Temptations of the Moon.
Temptations? I thought it was Curse.
Wait.
I think it's something with a curse. I think you're...
Oh, no. The Moonlight Temptations.
Oh.
It's...
Why did I think it was a curse?
Because I think there is a follow-up. This is the one I got. It is very, very Castlevania-ish. Like,
it's based off of Castlevania.
It is.
Megan didn't state that, but it's literally... It was, I think it was penned, it was, I believe this game was kickstarted.
It was.
And yeah, it was penned as like a Castlevania game. So it's...
You're essentially playing Castlevania on a PlayStation controller, and it's very nice, I do like it. It's a little less infuriating than the Castlevanias we've got.
Well, of course, like I'm going to say, of course it would be. It's going to fundamentally be easier, an easier game or a more... A game with more the gamer in mind, rather, right? Like,
yeah.
So it's probably one of those in the vein of, this is what Castlevania could have been if there was Like, and not to say the Castlevanias are bad. It's just I don't want to play them, to be honest.
They are fun. It is. It was.
No, they are. They're cool. I like the music. They have good music.
It has really good music.
Yeah.
So I picked this game up for $14 on the PlayStation Network. Excuse me. Sorry. I got really excited there. And it's just such a really good little game. I wanted a platformer. I've just wanted platformers the last little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So yeah, all in all, I'm really enjoying this game.
Well, but what is it? You didn't explain anything.
So you are someone who is cursed by the moon to go and fight demons.
Okay.
And you're finding allies along the way that you begrudgingly take to your side to fight more demons. Get to a big boss battle at the end and free another ally. So right now I've got a lady ally who can throw knives. I've got...
What do they... Like, can you swap out these characters?
Can.
Or they just, like, they play alongside you? Like, what's up?
You swap between them. When you start getting low on health, you can switch to somebody else who will have
That's
full health.
Nice. That's nice. I like
but
that.
But they all have weaknesses and strengths.
Yeah.
So... If you switch to the mage gentleman, you got less health but more powerful magic. Takes more of your magic spell power, your weapon power, but you get to defend yourself a little easier.
Okay, yeah.
So
that sounds interesting.
It is. I have a total platformer itch right now that I'm trying to get myself through.
Yeah. Well,
I'm burned down on RPGs.
Well, yeah. It's like, what RPG have you played lately, Megan?
See, I'm burnt out on them.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Well, I wanted to pick up Persona again, and I'm like, I don't have the concentration for that right now. I wanted to do Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm like, I don't have the concentration for that right now. I just want a straight-up simple platformer that I can play mindlessly in a 2D platform that is easy for me to pick up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also why I've been playing Downwell, but mm-hmm. that's so easy, and it's just such a simple little game
mm-hmm.
where you jump down a well.
I know. I know. Yeah. I'm well aware.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing is Bloodstained.
Yes.
Yes. There are more parts of the series that I gotta check out yet, so.
Yeah, like how many games?
That's a very good question, because I know there was another game that they were bringing out that had a female protagonist. That I just haven't had the chance to pick up yet.
Maybe that's the cursed.
I think that's the one that you're thinking of. This one is based entirely on the original Nintendo-style Castlevania. And it's all pixel art. I don't know what I was expecting, but it is all pixel art. Very classic.
Yeah, like Bloodstained, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I do that.
I went into this kind of blind, and I liked it.
Oh, okay. I think they were, once again, extremely inspired by Castlevania all the way, like, which is, once again, I'm fine with these games being, like, because I also have no love of Castlevania other than that TV show on Netflix. But, like, I can appreciate that it is, like, a really long-reaching series. Like, obviously, there's a genre, Metroidvania, which is half of Castlevania and Metroid, right? Like, they coined that genre, basically. So there must be some reason in its popularity. I don't like it because I'm bad at it. That's basically what it boils down to.
You like a lot of the art styles that come out of games like this.
Yeah. No, I agree. I love the art direction for Castlevania. I think it's really interesting. I think there's lots of neat mechanics in it. It's just a game that I'm not wholly interested in. Not the biggest fan of, like, going back through backwards through a game that I've already been through.
You don't like backtracking in your games at all?
I like to scour an area all the way. So if that can't happen, you know, if I can't unlock everything in that one area and then move on, that makes me mad.
That's legit.
Yeah, that's my only thing. So one other thing I did want to touch on is, so The publisher of Firewatch came up with this. So Firewatch is a first-person story immersive game about a guy. What is he? Who sort of becomes like a volunteer or a summer park ranger sort of thing.
As and part of the Firewatch to make sure things
Yeah, there we go. That's hence the name. But it's quite a good game. I really like it. I only own it for the PC, and my PC doesn't work anymore. So one day we'll own it on something that works. But regardless, they just came out with a new, or they showed this prototype video game system. And it's really neat because it works via, well, it doesn't work via crank, but it also has a crank in it. I believe I don't know if it's called anything yet, but it has a little crank. It does have a crank. I'll show you what it looks like. It kind of looks like a little squashed square Game Boy with a crank on the side. And so not only, I think the crank.
Is that like a self-powering?
I don't think it's actually it's actually utilized in gameplay.
It's really weird, you guys. It does look like a squashed original Game Boy with two buttons and
a little square one. Like it's a little more square than a Game Boy. I know that I think his name is Keita Takahashi, the guy who did Katamari, and he's coming up with a new game called Wadum. He made a little cute game, and it does involve the crank. Like you can sort of, it's some little guy walking, and you can make him speed up or sort of reverse by, you know, using the crank. Mm. So it's sort of like a really neat, kind of retro way, because it looks like people can really make games with, like, it looks really simple to make games with this, but also you can be really, really innovative. Yeah, which I think is really neat. I just thought that was a really cool.
Okay, we're going to keep our eye out on this one because it looks.
I'm going to say they're probably either going to kickstart something, because they've been working on these for like the past 2 years. Like, it's funny because there's a Easter egg of this in Overwatch, or not Firewatch, geez. So there is like this console. So they've been working on it for a while, and it looks like they are going to have them for sale. I don't know for how much, but they look really interesting, and I sort of really am interested to see how people will develop for something like that. It's very simple. Like, it's black and white. Once again, has a crank, has buttons, but also a crank. So that's like another thing that developers can use, right?
We'll see what happens with that one. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, it looks cool. Yeah.
All right, so when we come back next week, there will be Pokemon announcements.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have played Octodad.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And...
Oh, Megan, you're going to get so frustrated.
I'm going to get so frustrated.
Yeah.
And so we'll have a backup game to talk about then, too.
Hooray.
Yeah. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.